Sack Beats. Hashtag lift as you rise. My name is Simply Mahari. Hanging out with me is Mr. Strings and Blings, multi-award winning rapper and producer Nasty C. The beautiful Rolene, a singer and a songwriter, is also in the building. The oh-so-talented Lasty, who's also a songwriter, singer and producer, is hanging out with us. And last but not least, Mr. Badman Trip Gemini Major is also in the building. We're about to have a beautiful chat. My name is Simply Mahari and we are about to get into Lift As You Rise. Now, this is basically an opportunity and a platform to allow these great artists to lift other people as they rise. So if you're an upcoming rapper, an MC or an instrumentalist and you're actually listening to this, we want to plug you. We want to lift you as we rise. Lift As You Rise.
What is Lift As You Rise? Let's tell the people. Gemini, go ahead, tell the people.
Yo, man, Lift As You Rise is us, you know, just, you know, giving an opportunity to, you know, young ones out there doing their thing, you know what I mean? As we rise, you know,
as we should.
It's just, you know, it's just, you know,
as we should.
I suggest you to just pick up someone else behind you, you feel me?
Yes.
I mean, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, you know, the kids that really need the hand. And, you know, like, I mean, when we were coming up, there was like 1,000 other kids.
Imagine, yeah.
You know, and only a few of us made it, you know. So it's like, if there were many people doing what we do, what we're trying to do right now,
we will be Gucci.
Yeah.
We will be Gucci. We will be Gucci.
No,
what
but
are you
like,
saying, Lasty?
Yeah.
Wow. There was so much anxiety
what was
in this. Wow.
That was okay. So calm today. Just let me be, please.
Come on,
Lasty. No, when Jem was speaking, I was actually thinking about the day we were all like cooked up in one studio doing things. But there was no one who was actually giving us an opportunity. So we want to do that to the kids, you know.
Yeah, as we should, man. Yeah.
And actually like help them. Like once we figure something out, we can just share the knowledge. That is dope.
We're not saying that we're nice now and we're where we want to be. No, it's lift as you rise.
No, we're still going up.
And also, I think the most important part is for them. Since you're listening, for you guys to understand that this shit doesn't take, you know, like, I mean, you really have to work hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we had to go through a lot of stuff. No.
But it kind of it's cool because like it's all part of the stories and like the memories and things that when you look back it makes the journey so much more fun because you weren't spoon fed, like you had to work for every single thing that you wanted. It makes everything worth it.
It makes it worth it. And you cherish it because you know what you had to go through just to get to where you are.
Exactly.
You know that if you lose it, you're gonna have to work three times as hard.
you know what I mean?
The problem is right now, like I feel like I'm sure you guys get these messages too on the Instagrams, like, yo, help me out. I rap and stuff, you know. I feel like I don't know. I think the majority of the kids coming up, I just feel like we got helped by somebody else, and that's all it took. You know, like someone just gave us an opportunity.
Shout out. What's his name? Beast.
Shout out Beast. You know, Junior.
Shout out Beast. Yeah, I know.
You remember
Beast,
those days?
I remember
man,
those
like,
days.
That was all to come up. You know, we never knew we were going to be here. You know, but
we had
it was
fake.
Only the dream. You know, so. Mm-hmm.
But it was worth
now
it.
We're just making it easier.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
But at the end of the day, guys, you guys are not entitled or forced to do this.
No.
So, Ro, why do you want to be part of an initiative like this? Because you can just be another artist that just goes on with about their business, keep on being like slaying your life. You don't have to lift anyone.
Slaying my laugh.
Oh, yeah, slaying your laugh, girl.
Serving.
Giving the people what they want.
Just got verified.
Hello.
Anyway, yeah.
So,
man, just being able to share what I have, the knowledge that's been like instilled, like I just want to be able to share, because growing up I wasn't around people that were creative, you know what I mean? So like being around people like that now, it's crazy because like everything changes, like the way you think, perspective, everything. Like you start doing a lot more positive people when you're around more positive people,
I feel like.
So like lifting the people like positively, even just with being inspirational, that enough. That is big enough.
We're gonna start like a nice trend, you know, where, you know, when we were coming up, it wasn't as easy as we're gonna make it now to like be in the same building as your artists. Our favorite artists didn't drop songs with like spaces for us to add our verses.
No worries. Yeah. You know, like our DMs are nice still trend. There. Our DMs are still there. We tried, and
it's a nice little way that we're like, giving birth to right now.
Just like you, just trying to get your favorite artist to listen to your song already.
It was a
like,
mission.
Yeah. It was a mission, you know.
I reply on Twitter.
Can I tell you a crazy story? This is like in Durban in 2010. So I did the whole Battle of the Year thing, and it came out, you know, and DJ Switch, and then you know I was in contact with DJ Switch, and he's talking about you dope and stuff, you know. So I took my CD, one of those underground party. You remember the party? It used to be called Underground. The Durban one. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I took my CD. I went out there, and there was no taxis after like 8. So so I had to get to the club at like 7, 8. You know, like. Before that, but after that, I didn't have a plan at all. But I slept in the club. But I went there to go give my CD. El Tito, Les, and Mags, they were performing the Bongani Fa CD. They were performing there. So I went up to Tito. I was like, yo, bro, I'll make beats and stuff. You know, like I just did well in the Battle of the Year.
Yeah.
Here's my CD. Yeah. He told me, he told me to follow him on Twitter. Like, you know,
for a follow back or what?
Nah.
Yeah.
Like, you follow back?
Yeah.
Bro, like, so that helped.
I didn't even like Twitter all the time. That's the craziest part. But like, you know,
you started your Twitter for
but then I went on and researched, like, I need to be on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, that means it's like maybe it's the only way I can get to these people. You know what I mean? Yeah. But now this is a platform where you skip all of that. You know, like if you're dope, we're gonna notice it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way we're not gonna listen to this.
Yep.
You know, like this is like your one and only shot.
And we've already taken that first step, also, without them having to request us to do this. We've already done it for them.
Yeah.
You know, now they just have to respond, show up.
I actually can't wait to hear what they're gonna do to it. Cause I genuinely, I'm super excited.
I feel like
because
it's gonna be fire.
Like what? Like, do you expect more singers or do you expect more like rappers?
I think there's gonna be more rappers.
You think more rappers?
I don't know, man. You
not surprised. Like, you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked these days, though.
You'd be shocked.
What do you mean? Like,
There's a lot of talent, man. There's a lot of talent.
Yeah, but we don't have more singers than rappers. We have
a lot of rappers.
I think it's just access, man. Like, I feel like there's a lot of singers, and once they get the access to this, they're gonna champ.
But what do you think?
I'm on team singers.
But what do you think? Honestly, what do you think we have more rappers than singers right now?
Because it's easy to rap.
It's easy. No, it's not. Do you think it's easy to rap?
No, I'm speaking from like their perspective. I mean, they just look at us talking about. I'm not talking about me here.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm saying,
what I'm saying, Julius.
They're looking at us talk about jewelry, cars, and this and then they think, okay, I could do that.
My question is that
singing is a skill,
like,
bro.
It's there's like, there's like a,
it's a talent, actually. It's not even a skill.
No, you see, there could be, let's just say, a talented person. They can sing and they can rap. But most of them, they rather rap than sing.
I'm actually with them.
I promise you,
no,
bro. Like,
no,
I'll give you
right
an
now,
example.
Right, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. You say with the state of the game right now in SA.
Yeah.
Because R&B right now is not really strived.
Exactly.
So that's only like after you're like a foot in the game and you like and you realize, oh shit, this is gonna be so slow. But if I rap, this is what. Yeah. But initially, you just think. Like if
but
you
I get, go I to get
like
it,
a
I
random person
it,
right
yeah.
now, you say, do you want to be a singer or a rapper? They say rapper.
No, but it's easy to be a rapper in a club because that's where the bookings are. You just get
I just feel like there's too many examples of rappers making a lot of money and getting the shine and doing
not enough
things.
Yeah, not enough
singers. You know what I mean? It's like that really affects your decision making. It's like you'd rather release a trap song that's average than like a solid like. R&B song, or it doesn't even have to be R&B. It could be Maskandi, like whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, as a young person, you're just thinking, yo, the club, I want to get booked. So much pressure.
Yeah. So lift as you rise, Jim. Who or what lifted you in your life, in any part of your life, apart from the music?
To be honest, I could mention a few people, you know, that I had a hand in, like, you know, just, you know, taking me from somewhere to putting me here. They didn't give me wings to say, okay, you know, they showed me how to do certain things. You know, I could mention a few people and For example, like A1, when I was back in Durban, like A1 Wolf was one
Same
of the
here.
People, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. that Same put us on his shows, you know, like, yo, like, I met this guy in a club, you know, so I was like, yo, man, you're telling me, yo, congrats on you winning producer of the year. Oh, from getting nominated, I didn't win it at that time.
Yeah,
then I was like, yeah, I also actually sing, then I sent him a song on your club, you know.
Yeah.
This guy tells me, okay, you're going to gig with me the whole of July.
When A1 did the same thing for me. Like, as soon as you saw me in the club, I didn't even have, like, a song on radio or nothing. It was just, like, a word of mouth type thing. They was like, yo, there's this kid. His name is Nasty C. He's dope. Yeah. But I was 16, so I wasn't allowed to get in the clubs. A1 used to sneak me in, like, all the time. All the time. Every single club I go to, if I can't get in,
yeah,
I call A1.
You know, so that's, like, one of the major, like, and then there's Junior Lavi, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, Lavi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lavi
yeah,
also.
Lavi.
I mean, I pound. Who, what's A1's big bro?
Charlie. Yeah, big boy Charlie. You know, it's like that you know, that clip in Durban made us, you know, get somewhere else. You know, that's when, you know, Casper came and he was, you know,
yeah,
I ended up a family tree. Then, you know, from there on, you know, it's just like relationships after relationships. Like, but, you know, shout out to Ricky, Major League. They're always supporting us, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like someone pulls you up straight from the bottom, like straight to the top. It doesn't happen that way. So I feel like it's also important that people know that that's not what's gonna happen. It's not like you're not guaranteeing anybody like the Lord
anything,
to it.
Yeah,
you know, everyone people help you get to another step, and whoever helps you from there, or if you figure it out, you grow your own feet.
Straight
that's
up.
How it works. You know?
Yeah. I think everyone that gave us a hand saw something, you know, because there was a lot of people doing all these things and sending them music, but as soon
they
as
picked
I,
up,
like, I actually have know, a story you know? Of like how someone helped me, like. When I moved to Joburg, like, obviously Junior's one of those people, but I'm not going to be cliche about this. So, shut up. myself and Tyler worked on one of the songs, well, two songs, and I had to choose one of the songs, right? And he wrote the song and everything, and it was just, like, a matter of, like, delivery. And he gave me the song, but then I decided to go back home because I needed to figure some things out, right? And I went back home, and I had the song, and I really loved the song, but... like, what was I going to do with it? I didn't want to waste it. And then I worked a couple of jobs. Like, that was, like, one thing. Like, just giving someone something as simple as a song, basically. Yeah. And I had the song and I needed to shoot a video for it. And then my best friend and I came up with this idea of, yo, let's, like, work on you. Like, let's work on something, a compilation tape, whatever, and let's sell it. Like, let's just go to cars and sell it. And I was like, okay, we bought a printer. I got a laptop. We literally designed the artwork. I put songs on there, 5 tracks. It was my EP. Yeah. I was like, yo, let's do this. And I started selling my EP. And I ended up making like 10,000 rand.
What?
Whoa. Yes. I sold it at 50 bucks. Yeah.
Take us through that emotion. Like, how were you feeling?
I was annoyed because I needed a cut because it was obviously on A4. So it was like 4.
We need a
ball. Shandies. Like, yeah, it was on an A4 page, obviously. Like, there were 4 Shandies was on it.
Yeah.
And then obviously it was myself, my baby brother, and my best friend. So one person had to burn the CDs, one person had to cut up the paper, one person had to put it in. So it was like
a whole factory.
It was a little factory literally in my house. And I wanted to shoot the video. And I ended up shooting one of my first that I paid for out of my pocket. I paid for it. I was like, I need to shoot a music video. I had my mixtape.
Did they do justice to the video?
Yes, Nani shot Stay.
Oh, Nani.
Yeah,
oh,
it was Stay.
That was your first video ever?
No, not like my first video ever phases, okay. But that was me, just me. You know what I mean? So like just being able to not just take something that was given to you and just be like, okay, cool. I actually went back and I figured stuff out. I was like, I want to do this. I want to do that. And I put out a plan. I wrote things out. And something as simple as a song again.
Change your life. Look at you now with the blue tick and birthday. Yeah.
Ooh. I could do the drops for this podcast.
Verified robot.
Blue tick girl. I think for me, what pushes me to want to lift as I rise is how I got into radio is through a simple internship program. So the likes of your Kudzo Teledis, they're the people that were training me in how to do radio links. They were the ones that would listen to my shows
Kudzo's
and give me feedback.
Favorite.
Yeah, Kudzo.
Kudzo Teledis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so she'd go back and criticize my links, and that how pushed me I actually train people on campus. I used to go to a media school, so I'd train radio students how to also do their radio links on campus, because that's how my passion for radio is, and that's how the passion that I have to give back, to lift somebody as I rise, as I'm getting better in my radio craft as a voiceover artist. Yeah. So, Jim, for you, what pushed you to have that passion to want to lift somebody as well?
I just, where I come from, man, like, you know, and also just, I see a lot of people, I see a lot of kids, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I get like DMs, you know,
gang
DMs from kids, yo, do this for me, do that. Then like, I really do want to help, but like.
You feel bad when you swipe away, yeah?
Yeah, but like.
It feels horrible.
At the same time, it's like. There's like so many of these kids coming. How do I know? Which I mean, like I've got a lot of things to do. Also, you know, I can't go in my DMs looking for each and every link because I see 2-3 and they're not good enough. And then I stop there, but I still feel like I'm not doing something for these kids. You feel me? So
Lasty must get a lot of those for the beats.
I bet. Actually, my story is a bit different from. Like what you guys just said.
Yeah.
Because how it started was I was a rapper. I was not a singer.
You see? Oh my gosh, you guys just like clarified the whole rapper to singer ratio.
Yeah, I was a rapper.
Oh, Lasty, you just lost.
Obviously, back in the days, you had to go and pay for the studio and everything. But we didn't have that money. So it kind of forced us to learn how to use programs, Fruity Loops and everything.
That's how it is. I actually stole Floda from B5. You know, like, I won't lie, that because like when I was making music in Durban, and I had this circle of friends that I was making music with. I thought like, yo, we were like the dopest, you know, because the other artists that we could listen to. Other than us, we're like, you know, I don't want to mention. I should mention names. I'm just saying, it's like, you know, something different to what we were trying to do. You know, like that time trap was not.
Yeah, it wasn't really like.
Hip hop, like commercial, new wave, new whatever, the American sounding like music. It was not there, bro. Like in Durban, it was like Abdus, Judas, and them.
Punchline after
your punchline.
Every two
rides. We had no chance. You feel me? It's just like when I met these people, we thought we were the dopest.
This is the one.
Then I met this girl, Floda, and she was dope. I heard a song. She was dope. You know, we connected on Facebook. Then I heard B5. She's like, oh, I work with B5. And I went to the whole B5 catalog. That's when I discovered Tella, Lasty. I was like, yo, Nana, Ata. I was like, yo, this camera has heat. Like, yo, this is that. So from then on, I had been, you know, like paying attention. Then I think we connected again in 2013, 2014. You guys came to the crib.
A1.
Remember Madiba, when you had the Madiba dance? I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, man.
You guys are actually killing us with the quality. Like, B5
Oh, bro. That was crazy.
Quality.
That is really crazy. You know what I mean?
I still got favorite songs from them. You remember Busta's Booya and Mrs. Hater. Mrs. Hater number one, and then Booya.
I didn't even like that song. I don't know why you like it.
Mrs. Hater.
It was just, what? I don't know. So
dog, you playing. One day they'll find the song and I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
I'll let you be the judge. Like,
Lester, you was a rapper.
I started as a rapper.
And then
we lost all the bars.
Oh, wow.
I'm really proud that you know some people would take it in a bad way, not having money and everything, but I feel like it's kind of like a blessing, because I wouldn't be where I am if I had money.
How do you know, bro?
Huh?
How do you know?
I don't think you wouldn't have had like the same drive.
I wouldn't even know how to produce, because I started as a rapper.
But
I didn't have money, so I had to learn. You know,
and also you learn to like work with things that like when there's nothing.
You improvise.
You have to. You have no choice. Guys using Nokia
earphones, the small ones.
You know what I mean?
Plug them into the microphone. You have to hold both of the earpieces together because that's more volume.
Bro, like my first year was rough.
I swear to God, though.
I was using call center.
That one too, but that's like it was about 75 bucks.
Then.
It was a little expensive. The Nokia earphones one was 25 rands. You can buy three of them if you want.
See, I didn't go through any of this, guys. Wow. No.
Bro, these guys made so much fun of my mic when they came to my house.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, like...
Which mic do you have?
I know who you're talking about.
I feel like people need to know these stories, know how far we actually come from, you know, like... This was like after I did the Battle of the Year thing, so it's like I'm making dope beats now. People expect you to have a studio, like you know. But I'm also a guy that's been making beats in my sister's outside building in the bedroom. I don't know nothing about this thing, so I start, you know, I get a mic, you know. This is way better. Like it was a dynamic mic, like psh, you know, the one that the MC uses at the weddings. I set it up in my room. Then I made my own pop filter with a wire and
pantyhose.
Stuff, you know, and with my sister's panty thing.
Pantyhose.
I put it right there. It's in my room. But these records we're making, me and my friends, they're working. You know, it's our space, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then there was Dream Team. They blow up, you know, when they had Breeze, everyone, they were together, you know. Man. They're starting their thing, you know, from transforming to dancers, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the first time I'm telling this story, like, publicly, you feel me? So they come to my house, and then we have a session, whatever. And first of all, they come with, like, a beautiful girl. I'm like, she's someone's girlfriend. Yeah. She's so hot, you know, like, but whatever, it's not the story. But they come into my house, you know, but it's an outside building. I'm there with my net and stuff, you know. But for me, it's okay because I feel like I'm, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing. You feel me? It's like, I'm just, you know. And then they come. Then later on, you know, things happen in life, you know. Then the friend comes to me and say, oh, you know how I have got a confession to make. Like, you know how hard we were laughing at your mic and stuff. Like, you know, these guys, I can't believe it. You know, it broke my heart so much. Like, I held this grudge for the longest time. But I let it go because, I mean, initially we connected as people and, you know, I got over it.
Okay, Leslie, I'm touched on your behalf. I'm sorry, I'm not going to let this go. They said you lost your bars.
I lost my bars.
Yeah, they said you lost your bars. That's why you stopped rapping. You agree with that?
Nah. I sing now, but I still have bars.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Give us some bars.
I'm not prepared. Maybe towards the end.
Oh, what?
Should I rap?
Okay.
So what's the problem? This is my only option.
I'm not used to it anymore.
Those two lines.
Let's sing, bro.
Sing what? Give me a song. Give me a song, I'll sing for you. Don't worry.
People don't know how difficult it is when they put you on.
Sing, lift as you rise.
Right now.
Let's get it.
That's freestyling. I'm not a rapper anymore. I don't practice that.
Yeah.
I can't freestyle.
You see what we're hearing right now?
I actually do freestyle, but how I do it is... I think it's something that I put it. Yeah, that's just how I do it.
When you lift somebody as you rise, of course, that means your impact reaches across the globe, meaning you touch people all over the world. You guys were in Cape Town recently. Please tell me about that.
When?
Sing that Ningxiyile.
Cape Town forward.
Yeah, you left me behind. The studio session.
Yeah,
you left me behind.
In Jan, bruv.
We didn't really get to have like anybody in studio with us, like as a guest. We didn't really have anybody there. So we were just like working on the project. Gemini was there on beats. I'd like lay a young idea, tell a man would come in also, drop a young something, and we'd leave a young space. Yes. Come with the pipe. Leave a young space there open. It's really dope. When the kids hear that and they really go in and they put their verses in there and they drop those songs. Like something's gonna happen.
I won't lie to you. Like we had something those discussions secretly. Like yo,
you're like yo,
that song. Keep this song, bro.
what if their verses are better than yours?
Is that true? That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Yeah, like, we here to shine the light. Anyway,
I'm excited.
But
you just exposed yourself. No,
you're scared.
I'm no way. Would I be offering help if I was scared? No way.
And what was the vibe in the studio?
It's just the same.
I was really, it's like, it was pretty like chill, how it always is.
Dope. Yeah, because we're always together. We always
fire,
like,
fire.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah,
flames.
Basically.
You know what I mean?
Volcano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I start the one, Junior goes two, Taylor goes three, Ro goes four, Lassie says five. Finish.
Finish it.
Finish it.
Finish it.
Actually, Lassie, back to you.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
haven't forgotten.
Yeah, where's your song?
The beat goes like, just that for me.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Yeah,
okay, right.
What's the BPM?
Hey. Hey. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Mm. It goes. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
You make it hard for me to see somebody else. I'm calling her your name. Yeah, it's messed up. Cause I'm thinking about you.
Hey.
It's your fault, baby.
Ooh.
I never wanted us to break up.
Hey.
No, not this way. But you don't understand.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, so there you go, Lasty. Just did it.
Yes.
Okay, Lasty. All right, all right. Pressure aside. See, no one's complimenting you. Just like,
that was amazing, Lasty.
That was dope. That was dope. You got no bars, but you got pipes.
It's R&B thug, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
R&B thug.
Isn't it?
But generally, what I've noticed is that not a lot of artists want to lift as they rise. You guys specifically chose that because of the passion and love you have for your fans, and you feel that you want to give back. You're appreciating that. Why is that?
They're scared they're going to lose the spotlight to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, they're scared if they share it, they might lose it.
I think most people, I feel like most people are just driven by competition.
Yeah, and intimidation as well. They feel intimidated.
I don't know if it's like intimidation. It's just the feeling of wanting to be number one all the time. You know,
yeah.
It's not. It's there's nothing wrong with it. Trust me. But like when now you get a habit of getting depressed by other people's wins. You know, like you.
But it's like. You could do it like this. If you're a guy that likes to be kept on his toes the whole time, then lift that other bro just so he can put pressure on you, so you can work a bit more, so you can improve all the time. You don't want to stay where you are and just keep everyone down there just so you can stay number one. That's whack.
That's boring.
Yeah, that's whack.
Because it's like we all know what the outcome is. Then, well, not even. But it's annoying.
You know, I feel like most artists, like when I say they're addicted, you know, they get. They love the feeling of being number one.
Yeah.
That's just like number one on like where you are, you know, like because if you feel like you want to be bigger, you have no problem with someone coming to be where you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're actually looking for something bigger.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you're chasing another dream when you're here.
But if you're lazy and you're staying on the same level, then you're not going to want anyone to come there. They might go beyond.
Because the only way you wouldn't want someone to come and be in that space with you is that you want to be there by yourself and you, because I mean, that's your comfortable space.
Yeah.
And that means that you've done everything you feel like you've done, you need to do in life. You know, I don't see anyone who sees themselves like going further than what they are to have a problem with someone who's coming here now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because this is not where I want to be. So it's like
you're moving.
Yeah, I'm moving, bro. It's like, you know, if it's a race, like it's lap one, like, you know, we take a break somewhere and we're all resting there, and I have a problem with you being here.
Yeah.
I expect you to still be at the beginning. You know, like.
Yeah. They're scared.
There's something wrong with you, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's just another step. You know, it's just another
He's
step
doing
along your journey.
I give you ad-libs.
Yeah,
and I feel it kind of makes you bigger in a way. Like as Lil Wayne can actually fade, but it'll always be the guy who found.
He'll always be the guy that was there.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
At the top.
We'll never put Drake above Wayne.
Exactly.
You can't. That's disrespectful.
He's already outslapped him. He's dropped more fire than Wayne.
Yeah.
But you can't.
But don't
you can't
do that.
You can't do that. You can never do that.
You know, that's how it's supposed to be, anyways, man. You're supposed to want somebody else to get more than what you got. Otherwise,
yeah, but doesn't
why
that
are you
like and doesn't it help you and your brand as well? Because like, if you basically like,
ultimately,
if you're trying to help someone else, like that's exactly the initiative. We're throwing it down. So obviously it boosts everything that we're trying to do in terms of music, in terms of positivity, in terms of content. Like it's a whole 360, and people are just too selfish sometimes to even see that there's a greater cause. It's not just about us. It's
help others.
Yeah, it's simple. That's that simple.
That's simple. Plain and simple.
So man, just to get to the main point, you know, if you kids out there listening, you know, I hope you understand what we're doing here and what, you know, their whole mission is here. It's all about, you know, uplifting others. Oh, you don't have to always be up to uplift someone, you know. Like, I mean, uplifting someone, because that could be just someone you know about this and someone doesn't, and you go let them know about it.
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes, like, just that is play such your a part. Just
really go do something small like that. Like,
that's
I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, even something as simple as like when I found out about DistroKid and how to distribute my music, and it, like, you could do that, you know what I mean? So, like, being able to uplift when someone comes to you and asks, how do you do a Wikipedia page, or how do you get your music on SoundCloud, or you know what I mean, like something as simple as that, like not being stubborn and saving like all of that to yourself. Even something as simple as plugins, guys, come on,
you gotta share
your plugins.
Okay that's to be a line drawn somewhere though.
Share your plugins, guys.
No, like, I can't give you the recipe to my, you know, it's like KFC.
But the thing is, if you share your plugins, you gave me your plugins, you don't need to tell me how you use it.
I hear you,
but listen to me. Especially the two of y'all don't share your plugins.
No, we do. Like, at this level, at this level I'm at, I don't mind sharing anything.
Liar.
I promise you. Like, at this level I'm at, like, I don't mind doing that. Yeah. Like, but there's times where you're still figuring yourself out and you're still trying to get what. And sometimes it's just about the sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And sometimes, man, you just need to be selfish with whatever idea that you're working on, so that when you put it out there, people get it the way you want them to get it, and it's perfect, and it inspires them on the right level. If you put out something mediocre,
you know, if you put out something that's like completely, if you're not really putting in any effort or actually investing in something and trying to set yourself aside from, you know, when you're being compared to another artist, typically, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's so easy for people to ask you, ooh, like, you sound like her, or you sound like SZA, or you sound like Ariana. Like, trying to work on your identity. Like, there are people that can tell you, like, you need to do this, you need to do that, but working on yourself consistently and trying to figure yourself out, because you with yourself, you your own best friend, you need to know yourself better than anyone else.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? So, beyond everything else, I would say, like, my little piece of advice is to first find yourself and be completely firm in who you are and what you are and what you believe in. You don't always need to know what you want. You need to know what you don't want. At least know that, because you can be very firm with
that. Can I tell you guys what I truly believe? Do what you love. Like, make the music you love. If you love sounding like someone else, I promise you, maybe that's going to work for you for the rest of your life. I promise you. I can't come here and try to convince you to say, yo, go find yourself and stuff like that. But when you
Wait, hold up.
Get to my point. It's like, if I'm going to tell you, go find yourself, and when you're going to find yourself, you don't actually enjoy what you're doing. What you like to do, what you enjoy doing, is sounding like Drake, and if it's working out for you, it's like, do it for the rest of your life.
The thing is, like,
if you
want to
sound like Rihanna,
if you're going to sound exactly, what about, so now the song plays back
take,
to back.
Take inspiration.
Be inspired.
Don't sound like.
Don't
get inspired by.
Yeah, come on.
Did you hear what I said? I said, go make what you love making.
You said
if you want to sound like Drake, go sound like Drake.
I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. Do you get it?
Yeah.
No.
You see, guys, this is
don't confuse the kids. Junior, please don't confuse the kids. What I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to say is that, make the music that you actually
that you
love
like.
Doing. You know what I mean? In that way, you always find yourself.
I get you. Because that's how I started out anyways. Yeah. Because listening to T.I. Rap, when I wasn't that familiar with rap music and just like the skills of rapping, I had to copy him first just so I could get the hang of it, and then I developed my own style. I get what you mean. Okay. I get you.
Somebody told me that you have to check people And when you fail to be that person, you find yourself.
Basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in the process of doing whatever, I'm not saying that's actually a strategy.
That's exactly what you're
saying. Don't get me wrong out there.
If I want to sound like Drake, I'm not going to sound like Drake.
Yeah.
But when I fail to sound like Drake,
but the thing is, like, you shouldn't. Yeah, you're going to land somewhere there. But there's people that, you know, that like some things are skills and like trying to sound like someone. If you work hard enough at sounding like that person, you're going to sound like that person.
Yeah,
that is what I'm saying.
You must just know when to take the short left.
Yeah, but the thing is, what if they don't? Because now they're so conformed with trying to.
No, they will. They will. We're telling them now. Use it as like, as a template. Do you know what I mean? Like take Future's autotune.
but don't get like. Don't get like that and let it stay in your head. The point is here. Do what you love. You know what I mean? Like, don't go and say, okay, I want to sound like this guy, then I'm going to be doing. No, I like do what you love doing. You know what I mean? It's like, don't let people stress you about your creativity.
Yeah.
Like, don't like it's your head. It's what your mind tells you to do. Like, it's bigger than just like people telling you about this, showing you this and that. Like, music is very spiritual. You know, you can be attached. Mm. You can be attached to a certain energy, and that energy comes with like Michael Jackson or whatever. So you like. You know, your spirit, your spirit gets attached to that, and you know what I mean. Yeah,
open up.
I'm fella kuti.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
that's the taste of this. I'm calling.
You know what I mean? Like
that's the taste
when I take that energy, when I take that energy,
like the whole time.
You know, like when I started making beats, Bongani Fast was my hero.
Yeah,
I remade almost everything that guy made. You know what I'm saying? Like. I just wanted to be like Bongani Fasi, I promise you. Like, not even far. I'm not even talking about Tim, but like, Bongani Fasi, because like, he's the first guy in Africa I heard using autotune and he was killing it. We on fire. F-I-R-E. Look at me doing my thing. Look at my smile. Look at my new step. Eyes on me. Do you know what I mean?
Like, that
touched me, you know, and I started making beats, and I just wanted, and I used to make, and when I used to do that, like, I ended up making a sound that like sounded like his, but it was different. So when I played it for him,
he didn't recognize it.
No, I sampled one of his mom's song, and then I mixed that sound that I was attached to from him, you know, that Madeline sound. And when I played it for him, it's crazy. He called his girlfriend. And he's like, yo. I'm like, can you listen to this kid? Because I sampled that song, Vulingela. You know, that man's, I could see like tears in his eyes. He's like, yo, you remind me so much of, you know, I didn't know what to do. He's like, you remind me so much of myself. I didn't know what to do. This is the guy that, I started making beats because of him. You know what I mean? I didn't know what to do. And so I couldn't believe it. I was like, man. Like, this is really happening. I was ready to get signed to Bongani Fasi at the moment. I will lie.
You sound like you were about to cry.
Trust me. Like,
the water burns.
I've told this story so many times, so right now tears can't come down. But like, the first time I told this story to you.
But I heard you say,
Bongani Fasi said, I remind you.
I didn't know what to do.
Such a brilliant year.
You know what I mean? But in the process, and this is, and I'm talking about a guy. Now that when every time he meets me, like, you know, like, you know, was one time I'm performing at a show since I met him, because this was like in 2012, 2011, that we met, and then we meet like again 2016, 2017. Now I'm performing somewhere in town there, like it was a lit show, you know. I'm on stage, I'm killing it. Raga at that time is just like the biggest song. I'm performing, I'm killing it, and then Bongani Fast is in front, like he's in the front row. Like,
how did you feel?
Oh, I couldn't believe
how
it.
Was the feeling?
You know, the energy I was carrying there is like, my idol was there.
Safe to say he lifted you.
He definitely, in his own way, you know, like, just spiritually, because I was connected to that energy so much. And he was a genius. Bongani Fast was on top of his game. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like me right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
You gotta say it. You gotta own it. Hey. So even words could play a part.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's just like a, you know, some words of encouragement, just tell the up and coming, say, yo, you're awesome. Keep going, bro.
You feel me?
You're fine.
It's something. It goes a long something. Way. Yeah, it goes a long way. Because then they go way. Home, they're like, yo, Gemini said I'm dope.
Yeah. Oh, after 100 people telling them that they whack you because you matter to them, you just saying, yo, keep going.
Yo, bro. Yeah, let's go.
It goes a long way.
And even like the DMs. Like the DMs, are so, I enjoy replying to my DMs.
Okay.
I really do enjoy replying to them. Because like sometimes like my fans don't know how much they actually also inspire me and the advice that I... Because sometimes my story is like I'm very, very impersonal and I'm very real on Instagram. So when I'm posting something and then they're like, yeah, no, this happened to me. And I'm just like, yo, that's so dope. And they'll be like, yeah. And they'll give me the dopest like books to read or like, yeah, you need to listen to this. And I'll be like, I even have like a couple of my fans on WhatsApp now and we like send each other books and stuff
too. Yes.
Like it's so much fun. They're not annoying. Like yeah, they're not annoying. And it's like... They actually cool.
By the way, I started that wave.
La,
whatever. What's that wave? What's up in your fans? You know you got that from
wow.
The blueprint. That's only I gave you the blueprint.
Shut up. Wait, wow.
Your fans lift you. How cool is that?
No, they're cool. They definitely do. And I tell them that all the time. I tell them that all the time. And I like sometimes I have to ask because privacy, like, can I please post this on my story? Because oh my god, this is so sweet. Because sometimes it's like things you've never heard or things you'll never actually hear. Like things that growing up you never heard and like a stranger just saying that and genuinely meaning it and they telling you how much you inspire them and you don't even know how you're doing it.
It's crazy.
It's like, what am I doing? What and to them, it's such a big thing. It's such a big thing, like you doing this major thing and to you, it's like you still trying to figure your life out. You still trying to figure things out as you going. So it's like being able to have that impact and having that weight on your shoulders, it's like you have to excel. You have to do good. You have to, with that little influence you do have, like do good with it.
That's also another thing we need to start doing. We need to start letting fans know that they push us as much as we push them.
Yeah, man.
They don't. They don't know. They don't know that.
Because without them, what are we gonna do? We listening to our music in the house by ourselves. You know what I mean?
The shows like, are lit because of them. Yeah. The sales are lit because of them. You know,
you here today because of them.
Exactly,
because of them. You
literally.
Know, yo, shout out to Red Bull, you know, for making this happen. Yeah. I hope, you
literally
know, like,
giving them wings.
Yeah, I hope. You know, the kids out there.
Can I tell you guys? Can I tell you guys who lifted me? This is me, like paying homage right now.
Yeah.
And welcome. This might not be in the correct order. Teddy will have to help me if I mess this order up. Okay, so number one is Melanie Carmen. You know Melanie.
No, Mel.
Shout out to Mel.
Yeah. Shout out Mel.
Love
she did,
Mel.
She did, yeah.
Love Mel. She put my BS video on TV on high rotation when everyone else was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, the quality. Yeah.
It wasn't the one. The other lady, I'm not going to say her name, from the other channel, I met her this other time. I was there. I was with Eric Rush for the finale for the Hustle. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
This lady came out. She's tipsy. She's got a bottle of beer in her hand. She's like, yeah, you the juice bag guy. That video's shit. I'm not gonna play it. If you know her and you know the accent, you know who I'm talking about. Like, so okay. So anyway, Mel. Shout out to Mel. And then next it was, well, I have to say my E, because my E took the video to Mel. So shout out to my E. I didn't know that.
Oh,
Mel
for
just
real?
Told me. Yeah, Mel that just told me.
Nice.
And I've always shown love to my E. So
he's a big homie.
He's always been real. So who else? DJ Switch for Way Go, through me for flying down to Durban just to meet me. You know, that was a lot of
crazy.
Respect.
Crazy.
Yeah. Damn, who else? Where does it go from there? I think that's where it ends.
Oh, Davido.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Yeah, took my name outside the country nicely. Inside, nights. I was within.
Within.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
No, that was real dope of him. You know, it's like, yo, can I tell you the honest
truth? The best part is that I never had to ask any of them or reach out. It was genuine.
Yeah. You know, that's what it's
they saw somebody with potential.
Can I tell you who I reached out to? Reason, Juice Back Remix.
Yeah.
Do you remember? We were trying to get someone else on the
remix. And he was supposed to do it.
He was supposed to do it. Like, I was like, yo.
What happened?
I sent it to him. I was like, yo, bro, like, trust me, this song. Yeah, let's get it, you know. Then he slept on it for a while. Then we were together performing in PNB. Then he heard Juice Back play in PNB, and everyone was going, wow. He's like, yo, Jam, maybe we should do the remix here, but Now Junior has already just told me, he's like, yo, Davido is on a remix. Like, yeah, I couldn't really do anything about it, you know.
Yeah. Lesti, yeah. Anybody you wanna like share in terms of who lifted you?
Yeah, it's a guy called Amu. I don't know if you guys know him.
We know him.
I entered this battle I think it was 2013. It was a Red Bull 10K challenge, I think. Mm-hmm. At the Back to the City.
Shout out Red Bull.
Yeah, I entered that competition. Obviously, you wanted to win money and everything. I didn't even think I was dope. So I went there. It was in Joburg. I was in Durban at that time.
Yeah.
So took a bus to Joburg. Mm. And then I entered. And then luckily, everyone was just weak. I'm sorry. But everyone was just weak.
Really.
Everyone. I don't know if it was. Maybe it was a good year for me. The previous year was nice and everything. But everyone was just weak. And then I just took it. And then Amu came on stage and he was like, yo, bruh, you're the future and everything. I still have the video, bruh. He was like, he cried. He was like, I've never seen this. For real.
He cried.
And then I was like, damn. Ammunition. I think I really need to do this.
Amu. That's crazy.
Come on.
I remember the first time I got a co-sign from him was crazy.
Bro, I was like, yeah, I really need to do this now. Yeah. You know, and then
Amu cried as big.
Well, it's not really like lifting me up, but there's a guy called Zakwe who actually bought.
There's a guy called Zakwe.
Yeah. And then he's the one.
What do you mean?
Sorry.
Zakwe. We know Zakwe.
Yeah, he's the one. He's actually the one who like bought our first beat. Because I mean, we were doing this duo kind of thing, a production duo with Taylor.
How much did you sell your first beat for?
It was 5K. I think it was 5K.
Bro, your first beat was 5K.
It wasn't my first beat, but it was expensive for a first beat.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it wasn't expensive. It was good money. I'm not saying he was the first.
How much do you charge for a beat now?
I don't charge now. It's like if I really like you,
bro,
I'll
we
just
all
give
say
it to
that.
You.
But like,
I mean,
real talk. I mean, like, because I know that the people that are gonna come to me asking a beat for free are definitely gonna be the people that I'm cool with. I'm talking about
exactly.
I'm talking about someone from Kenya right now says, yo, I heard your shit. It's dope. I want a beat from you. How much?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
You gotta know that.
You gotta tax him.
I guess whatever price that comes in my mind tax. At that time, I'll just give it to you.
50K.
Because I really don't like. I don't like
50K.
I don't know. Maybe for the Drake, yeah.
50K for Drake.
In dollars. That's a lot of money.
Look at you.
Okay.
Look at you.
I guess. No. Okay. What do you guys, let's all say something to the people that are lifting us right now, you know, give our thanks to them and you know, just show respect, show some homage.
Yeah, well, I would like to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, shut up. You make this so hard, guys. You make this so hard.
I'm trying to go.
Like, thank you for, like, believing in me, in us. I'm going to use the us thing because we Pluto.
Yeah,
we come as a package deal. Sorry, guys. thank you for everything. Like, believing, pushing us, telling us when we are, what's the, a nice word, like... bugging out.
Yeah.
You want to say that? Oh, I could have just said that. But yeah, just really just being there, like being our parents, like because I'm far away from home, like Ayanda, Yvette, Colin, Nandi, like Lozzy, all of them actually, like even though some of them are super young, they still act as like a potential figure, brother figure. Like, just being there for each other.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get that often. And we really know each other now, but from absolutely nothing in like 3 years becoming this close, living together, being inseparable, package deals.
It's crazy.
That is everything. That's home, guys. Y'all are home. Like, literally. I don't care where we are. It's home, you know.
Thank you to every single person that shows love to me in any way. That does lift me every single time. It doesn't matter how small the compliment is or whatever words you say to me. It goes a long way. You never say something to me and have it go in one ear and go out the other ear. I always listen and I take it in, I soak it in, and I'm grateful to everybody that helps out, lifts us. Red Bull for giving us the wings.
Yo! Red Bull the plug.
Okay.
Serious plug.
You did.
yeah, but on some real shit, like, yeah, shout out to, you know, everyone, you know, friends, you know, we never get to do that, just, you know, just because friends, we never get to, you know, thank each other, you know, like, but yeah, friends, the fans, radio DJs, TV people, and yeah, for just tolerating our shit, you know.
Yeah,
on some real shit, like, Slicker. You know, this could be your biggest fan. Yeah, sometimes
Slicker. I should have mentioned
hashtag Slicker.
Yeah, Slicker.
That's all Slicker. I'm gonna say. Yeah,
Slicker's
Slicker.
Been putting Slicker.
Been
on.
Been,
like,
been, yeah. been, been.
Miss
Cosmo.
Since I moved Miss Cosmo. Yeah, since Cosmo. I moved here.
So
yeah.
Yep.
Like, literally, yeah, no.
I think you guys forgot to mention Tumi. Especially, you forgot to mention Tumi.
I did. He flew down for me, bro.
Yeah.
I did mention Tumi.
Yeah, yo, bro. Like, we got, okay,
Stogie T. Respect the man.
Stogie T. We gotta mention everyone, like, major players. I'm not just talking about myself. It's like, you know, because let's start with the DJs, you know.
Speedster.
Speedy's a rider. Speedy's a real one. Yeah. You know?
Wobbly.
Yeah. Shout out Audio Market.
Audio Market.
And Killer Mo.
Shout out Killer Mo. Killer Pat Moses. You know what I mean? And just, like, you know, everyone, you know, that's, like, always there for the movement. I know some people come in and they're like, you come in when we at the top and then disappear when you feel like we're going at the bottom.
Yeah.
I still appreciate you for letting me know who you are. We still thank you. I will mention it for facts. You know what I mean? It's like, you also gotta understand there's that part of life where you know, you don't expect too much from people.
Yeah,
always disappoint you, but we get over it. But shout out to everyone anyway for showing the little love that you show us, and much love that you show us to our fans, to the families, friends, to everyone who supports the movement. You know what I mean? We lift as your bias. We gonna lift you up also. You feel me? The money, I put some money in your pocket.
Good people allowance. Yeah.
Might be telling the truth, I might be lying, but I'm just saying, here, we got each other.
Lastie, they actually cut you off, Askies.
They did.
Thinking,
sorry, Lastie.
Yeah. No, I wanted to say that, obviously, give a shout out to Tumi, because first time I saw the dude was in his studio, and he didn't know me, didn't know nothing about me, but I played him a couple of beats, and when we were just about to leave, I played this last beat, and I was like, oh, shit. Which one is this one? Can I put a verse? He didn't even know me. Like, I treated him as, like, big there, you know. But he was willing to put a verse on my EP.
Oh,
I was a nobody. No, for real, bro. It was very, you know, it was very touchy for me. It was like, wow, this guy, I don't even know him. He doesn't even know me.
Yeah.
You know, but he's willing to get on my EP.
Yeah. For good reason.
And also, and also to you guys, like, for real, because you guys are dope, and you make us be doper in a way. Like, I want a doper song the lead and everything. You know? Yeah. So you always keep me on my toes. And,
no facts.
So thanks to you guys.
Thank you to everybody. Shout out to all the sponsors. We appreciate you guys for making this possible for us.
Yeah, shout out Red Bull. You know,
hashtag lift as you rise. You guys are giving us a great opportunity, great platform to spread positivity. You know, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
my bro, Tellerman.
He's at Ed Sheeran performing.
You did. International. What?
I forgot. Your reason is actually the first, like, industry made guy that I produced for, guys. I forgot to say shout out.
Like, shout out Reason.
Yeah, Reason. You know Reason. He was a real one about it. Yeah, you know, I'm paid me in full.
Take your props, Reason.
Yeah.
We out.
Yeah, we out.
Okay. Ooh. Nah, do trap. We gotta do trappy. We all do trap here. Come on.
Please.
Ooh. Ooh. Live as you rise. Live as you rise. Look in my eyes. I live as you rise. I'm Red Bull. Ooh. Red Bull. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, there we go. I'll be way down.
Anyway, that is how we wrap it up. Lift as you rise, join the movement. Thank you so much, guys. It's been great.
Honor. Yeah, man.
Thank you. Honor.